Nearly. World champion nearly is what I meant to say. But Roger got in there first. Actually, the British champion, and his name is Lewis Bartlett from Poole, from a Poole trampolining club. Lewis, welcome to Drive Time. And wow, British champion, not just in Poole yourself, but a lot of you are doing really, really well just in one local club.
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, we're based down in Poole. It's called Olga Gymnastics Club. And yeah, the senior men's team is pretty much based from our club.
The British team comes from Poole. It's fantastic. You're all off together to the World Championship shortly.
Yeah. Well, it's just me that's been selected to go to Florida.
Right.
And yeah, we head out on Sunday morning.
Exciting. Your first World Championships, I understand.
Yeah, it's a big achievement for me, considering the beginning of the year, nobody had really heard of me on the circuit. I've been one of those people that are on the back burner for quite a while, and my management from my coaches, Brian Camp and Nigel Rendell, they've helped me lots to plan my time, plan my training, to work towards British Championships, taking one step at a time.
I mean, I haven't had the advantage of seeing the video of this, but I know that Chris Temple
I've
has.
Seen it.
Absolutely amazing, apparently.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, how long is your routine? Because, I mean, you're up in the air, twirling around all over the place for so long. How long is the routine on average?
On average, a normal routine can range from 18 seconds to 20 seconds, depending on how high you jump. And then that's recorded and taken into consideration when you're competing.
Are you off to Florida? Daytona Beach in Florida. Doesn't sound like a bad location. You're not off to, you know, somewhere very cold. Daytona Beach in Florida.
I know. It's I did choose a great one for my first championships. But, yeah, we're out there from Sunday until the 11th of November. So we've got a week of competing for, warming. Yeah. Training first and then competition a week today.
I suppose people would go to, often when they're going overseas, you would go and acclimatise and get yourself used to conditions, but presumably in a trampolining hall, it's more about getting over jet lag and things, isn't it, and getting yourself settled in rather than actually getting used to the conditions.
Yeah, well, we've been given plans to try and beat the jet lag and make sure that we're on the same time as Florida, so just need to follow those and hopefully that will work for me.
I'm trying to imagine what a routine involves. I mean, it's quite sort of fast-paced, I understand.
Yeah, well, it's basically made up of 10 skills. So we have two routines to do, one set and one voluntary. The set one, you have two skills that are difficulty, and then you get that considered towards your final mark. And then your second routine, which is your voluntary, you have 10 skills, and each of those adds up to a difficulty score, and then you get that added on to the end.
So it's like kind of diving, but kind of hitting the water and going up. And I mean, it's all about sort of body posture and sort of athleticism and some of the, you know, particular trick spins and so on.
Yeah, it's all about your technique and the way that you execute things, as well as height. It all comes together to create the whole package, and then it's all of those bits which they pick apart.
Well, literally, the higher the better.
In some cases, but you don't want to be too high so that you're out of control. Right. You need to be at the right height for you at that time. So it's all taken into consideration.
And I asked you before we came on air, Lewis, about how on earth you don't feel dizzy or sick or your legs give way when you get off, because you are, as you say, spinning around and around for 20 seconds. How do you get used to that feeling? How does your body get used to that?
Well, because I've been doing it for 11 years now, my body's kind of adapted to being the impact that the trampoline has on you. And the more that you train, I'm now gone up to 5 days a week on and off with my rest days. But your body just becomes used to it. And the different impacts that you do, obviously, when you're drilling routines and you're drilling skills on their own, it just becomes used to it. It becomes habit.
Mm. Well, listen, good luck. And we'll wind up in a moment, Lewis. But when do you actually start the competition? You fly out on Sunday.
Yeah, so I've got a couple of days of training first to relax into the environment, get used to the space where I'm jumping. And then it's a week, actually, today that sure. I compete for the first time in the prelims. And then, fingers crossed, whatever happens, then the semi-finals are on.
We'll definitely be following your progress. I mean, it sounds really exciting. So thank you very much indeed for coming in. Lewis Bartlett there, and good luck to him, and well done to all at the Olga Trampolining Club in Poole.